According to Park City Chief Building Official Chad Root, 2013 will go down as the biggest year for construction in Park City since 1980.
You know, we did great. Great as far as a lot of permits. We went back, and since 1980, it's the busiest year on record, looking back through the history books. 2006, 2007 was the last busiest group, and we beat that by quite a bit.
The value of permit-authorized construction from 2012 to 2013 went up by nearly $9 million, from $66.1 million in 2012 to more than $75 million in 2013. In terms of the fees collected, Root says they jumped almost $200,000, from almost $890,000 to nearly $1.1 million. Further, he says there were 469 more permits issued in 2013 than the prior year. The construction ranged from a mix of new single-family starts to remodel jobs, as well as a number of commercial remodels. For 2014, he expects an even bigger year.
We think that we'll probably outdo the numbers this year by quite a bit. There's some projects that we know that are coming online that seemed to be pretty strong. You know, if we had a crystal ball and we could tell you exactly what's taking place, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be somewhere else. But it looks pretty strong. We have the Denver Rio Grande lot down there that they want to start working on in April as far as excavating that site. And then we have, it still looks like the Kimball Art Center is going to move forward sometime this year. And then right across the street from the Kimball Art Center, it looks like they're going to pull a permit this year as well to put another story on the top. And then we have a vacant lot on the upper end of Main Street that looks like there's going to be some multifamily up there as well. So looks busy. Plus Woodward Center out by Park City Mountain Resort looks like it's going to be coming in. And that's going to be a fun project. And it's going to be not just the Woodward Center, but also parking and a lot of other buildings.
That's Park City Chief Building Official Chad Root. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.